The petition asked the game board and commissioner of Fish and Game to close the Stampede Corridor area, where park-based wolves are sometimes killed by hunters and trappers. A take petitioners say contributes to fewer wolves along the nearby road into Denali National Park.
People are hoping to see some wolves, and, you know, you have to tell them you're going to have to go down to Yellowstone.
Alaskans for Wildlife board member Sean McGuire of Fairbanks points to more regular wolf sightings when lands northeast of the park were closed to harvest for a decade prior to 2010.
Almost 50% of visitors saw wolves. It was a place you spend a couple days, you're going to get to see wolves.
The proportion of Denali bus trips where passengers saw wolves went from 45% in 2010 to a low of 4% in 2013, then rebounded slightly the last two summers, but are again trending lower this year.
Viewership has gone down, down, down.
That could all change next year if one of these eastern packs dens close to the road.
State Game Board Chair Ted Spraker of Soldotna maintains natural factors are more at play in determining how many wolves are along the park road and says closing the Stampede area would unnecessarily add to the park.
A lot of Alaskans feel like enough is enough, whether it's just a handful of hunters and trappers that will be impacted, that this is a 6-million-acre park, and that's large enough.
The Stampede area has long been fought over because it's a valuable part of the park ecosystem, according to Denali National Park biologist Bridget Borg.
Important to the Denali caribou herd, especially in the spring, which results in a lot of the wolf movements out in that area as well.
The Denali's spring wolf count was 70, in line with the 20-year average, and Borg says the harvest of individual Denali wolves in the Stampede area does not significantly affect Denali's overall wolf population, but notes that the losses can severely impact more viewable road area wolf packs.
If you lose a breeding individual from a pack during that pre-breeding or breeding season, it may represent the loss of the reproductive potential for that pack.
Borg says there were more road area wolves and wolf viewing was much better during the buffer years, but emphasizes other factors may have been involved. Borg says the park has a proposal which would curtail wolf harvest in and beyond the Stampede area during the spring breeding season. The proposal won't be considered by the game board until next March. Meanwhile, the state has 30 days to respond to the closure petition. A spokesperson for the Fish and Game Commissioner says the petition is under review. The Denali area wolf hunting season opens August 10th and trapping starts in November. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.